Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the left fielder, Ted Savage. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth, the catcher, Elmo Plaskett. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McBean. Hickman moves to third. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal takes first base on ball four. Hickman scores. Thomas moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball four. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball four. Clendenin moves to second. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Clendenin steals third. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plaskett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Mazeroski moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Savage. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plaskett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Plaskett hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Haddix. Moran moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to third. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moran tags and scores. Hickman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moran hits a fly ball towards left. Savage settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Savage. Moran moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plaskett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Plaskett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-2 in the game. Haddix hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Haddix reaches second base with a double. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Savage hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Hickman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hickman. Savage moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savage tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plaskett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Plaskett is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk takes first base on ball 4. Verdon moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.